With WMUK News, I'm Robbie Feinberg. For about 30 years, the cancer-linked chemical 1,4-dioxane has been leaching into Kalamazoo County's groundwater from the KL Avenue landfill. It's contaminated drinking water wells in Oshtemo Township and forced more than 300 people to switch to Kalamazoo city water. Now, state regulators are planning to tighten the limits on 1,4-dioxane. And as WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports, that means even more homes will have to give up their wells as the toxic plume moves west.
Before we get to Kalamazoo, let's talk about 1,4-dioxane, or 1,4-DD for short. It's an industrial chemical used in things like paint strippers, dyes, and varnishes. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, long-term exposure to it can increase your risk for cancer, kidney damage, and a host of other problems. Last week, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality announced that it would make a drastic change to the state standard for 1,4-DD. It plans to drop the level allowed in drinking water from 85 parts per billion to just 7.2.
It's in part due to the change in the toxicity level assigned to 1,4-DD, as well as the exposure assumptions.
That's Bob Wagner, Chief of Remediation Development for the DEQ. Basically, he's saying that 1,4-DD is much more toxic than we thought. Because of that, the DEQ had planned to change the drinking water standards for 1,4-dioxane, but it wasn't going to take effect for a few years. But this winter, when the city of Ann Arbor found that a similar dioxane plume was headed toward its drinking water supply, the DEQ fast-tracked the criteria for 1,4-DD. Now, Wagner says, the new rule will take effect this fall. So why does this matter to people in Kalamazoo? Because Kalamazoo County also has a dioxane plume. And unlike Ann Arbor, it's already in county drinking water wells. Rob Ingalls is a stay-at-home dad of two. He lives in Oshtemo Township. Ingalls says he only found out about the plume a few years ago, and that scared him.
It was never disclosed to us at all that there was a problem with water. And we never would have known there was a problem with water except for somebody showed up unannounced without permission and was in my yard taking water out of my spigot.
That was likely an engineer testing for the KL Avenue Group, the party responsible for the plume. The KLA has been running Kalamazoo City water lines out to residents like Ingalls since the 80s. At first, the group just told owners of specific homes that they couldn't use their well water. But the EPA decided that wasn't safe enough. Most people near the plume needed to be on city water, even if their 1,4-DD levels were low. Why? Because the EPA says the plume is moving. Slowly, but it's moving.
The groundwater flow is not always completely predictable on our part, and the contamination flow is not always completely predictable.
That's Joan Tanaka, the EPA's branch chief for remedial response programs in the Great Lakes states.
And so to protect against that unpredictability of where contamination might go, we include areas that are currently not identified as contaminated, but could potentially be.
So, last December, Kalamazoo County approved a groundwater restricted use zone in the contaminated area in Oshtemo Township. Ingalls' home isn't in the zone, but most of his neighbors are. And with the 1,4-DD standard changing this fall, he could be soon. The EPA says that the groundwater restricted use zone will likely have to expand to include wells that are above the new limit. Under the new rule, Ingalls' well would still be considered safe. He has just 2.8 parts per billion of 1,4-DD, lower than the new standard of 7.2. But since October, Ingalls says the levels at his home have more than doubled. The city of Kalamazoo has contacted him multiple times about hooking up to the city's water. But Ingalls isn't in a hurry to make the switch. Some of his neighbors have complained about how hard the city water is, that they've had to buy filters for their homes because the water clogs their appliances. Ingalls says he'll happily hook up to the city's water, but only if the KL Avenue Group agrees to pay for his water bills, as well as a water softener and filtration system.
I'm just asking those people to please, if they're not going to allow me to drink the water that's my right, that runs under my house, they're going to force me to pipe into Kalamazoo's water, then they should at least do everything possible to bring my water then up to the standard it was before they polluted it.
Right now, the KL Avenue Group says it doesn't intend to do that. Dan DeWitt is the environmental attorney representing the group. He says this is an old problem with an old landfill. Many of the people responsible for the 1,4-dioxane aren't alive anymore and can't help pay these expenses. Aside from Pfizer, the other liable parties are the city of Kalamazoo, Kalamazoo County, and Oshtemo Township. And DeWitt says they likely don't have the money for it either.
You know, the municipalities do have a role here and some liability, but then it comes down to do we raise, taxes to pay for some people's water bills going forward? And we just didn't feel that that was appropriate.
Ingalls says he's prepared to take legal action against the KL Avenue Group. DeWitt says so far, the Upjohn Company, now under the umbrella of Pfizer, has taken on the majority of the cost of the cleanup at KL Avenue landfill. Residents near the plume are also receiving free hookups to Kalamazoo City water. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.